Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 26 of Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain, and today is my birthday. So today I'm going to talk about birthday rituals and ceremonies and traditions. I'll talk about some famous ones. I'll tell you about some of mine. And yeah, it'll be a fun little meditation for us to think about the various ways we celebrate and practice our days and moments of birth, as that is a very important part of spirituality and just day-to-day life. We are all constantly around this concept of celebrating our birthdays, horoscopes, and yeah, I think it'll be a really fun thing to talk about today. But before we get into that, the sex worker shout out of the day is Lil Hellfire. I will include all of her links in the show notes, of course. I really, really dig her aesthetic and style. I believe she's a pilot as well and keeps a really cool documenting of both her work in sex work as well as piloting, and I'm really excited to share her work with you. I'm also a massive fan of her photography and videography and work in general. I was watching her Instagram stories a couple months ago, and she had this really hot POV spit scene. Really, really cool hot stuff. I think you'll very much enjoy her work. So Lil Hellfire, thank you for your sacred work, and I can't wait for all of our listeners to check it out. Speaking of, we are about to celebrate 1,000 listens at Sex Cult Radio. I believe we're up to 950-something, so we're getting up there. So thank you so much for all of your listens. I've been checking the little tallies, and they've been going up and up every day. It's really lovely and cool and wonderful. Thank you for the power and privilege and gift of your attention. I am massively, massively grateful for it. And a super low-pressure happy ask, and to give you a little bit about who I am, if you haven't been listening to this podcast or you have no idea what we do at the Abyssian Union, my name is Callie Rain. I am a sex worker extraordinaire, the High Priestess of the Abyssian Union, as I lovingly call my tarot title. However, that is a big fancy title to describe the work that I do here at The Abyss. We are a religious organization, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. And one way we do that is by celebrating the fuck out of kick-ass sex workers from around the world. So that is what we do here at The Abyss. And I think that's probably a good time to take a break. All the intro stuff is there and out of the way. What do you think, Tripod? Tripod agrees. So let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about birthday ceremonies, rituals, traditions, candles, etc., etc. Birthday magic. Today is all about birthday magic. Hey, friends, welcome back, and oh my gosh, I realized I totally did not do the super low pressure happy ask. I got way caught up and excited about talking about what we do and totally forgot the important part, which is the passing of the gas mask. So if you are able to contribute financially or monetarily in any way, if you've had a great year for whatever reason, due to whatever industry you are in, and you'd like to contribute to a sex worker-led organization that celebrates the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality, you can do so at our portal on our website. You can make a tax-deductible donation at abyssian.org, abyssian.org. So I like to lovingly call it the passing of the gas mask as an homage to the passing of the hat in church. And if you aren't able to give financially, as one of my favorite podcasts, Inner Ho Uprising, says, please take care of yours and you and yours first. And do not stress if you aren't able to contribute financially. The power and privilege and gift of your attention today is massive, and I am oh so very, very grateful for it. So thank you for listening. And please do not stress if, like me, you have had a stressful year. It's been quite tough for a lot of us who work in the service industry, and as a full-service sex worker, I have experienced a difficult year financially as well, so I understand there's a lot of us to want to throw cash at and celebrate and honor, so if you've already been doing that, please do not stress at all. All right, let's get into the meat and fun of today's episode, which is all about birthday magic, traditions, rituals, ceremonies, celebrations. And one big famous one is the big JC, Mr. Jesus Christ, on December 25th. That is a birthday that we honor, celebrate, ritualize. or at least most of us do in the West. I shouldn't say we as in all of us, but as a person who grew up in the United States, in New Jersey specifically, around most of Western religions, a lot of us are very familiar with celebrating birthdays and ritualizing birthdays and ritualizing big spiritual ones. So this concept of birthday magic is not, it's not as far off as we may think it is. Christmas in particular is one big one that we are used to, and one that we're used to in everyday life. However, like all religions, Christianity has stolen massively from pagan traditions, so that is not to say that the big JC is the only birthday ritual that we celebrate. Christianity stole from tons of other religions and practices of spirituality in the past, so this concept of celebrating your birth, or perhaps rebirth, perhaps a baptism, is something that comes up pretty often and frequently within spirituality, so I thought it'd be fun to dive into today. So the big JC is one. Also, I thought I'd share mine as well. I had a beautiful, beautiful birthday tradition that I'm really excited to talk to you about. So we're going to go dive into personal Cali land, which is 2 years ago, celebrating my birthday. 2 years ago from today, because today's my birthday, yay! 2 years ago, Seamus and I had launched what we had called the first Abyssian event in Puerto Rico at a beloved friend of ours place, who I've been referring to as Keeper of the First Temple. But we had an amazing festival of birthday shenanigans, but one part in particular that has affected me in this beautiful, incredibly transformative way was a bunch of my friends and partners and loved ones had gathered together to create this baptism for me, in which at this point in my life, I had just started to become more public about my work as a sex worker and the decriminalization work that we wanted to put out in the world and to perpetuate and to continue to foster. And a ritual that we had created was this baptism, from going from this previous narrative, this previous world, these previous misconceptions around who sex workers were and the kind of work that they did, pretty much going from this this old worldview of sex workers being terrible, disgusting, degraded, the worst of the worst kind of people in society. And in this baptism, which was in a literal kiddie pool at this first temple's place, we gathered around and we had dunked me into this kiddie pool of water. And when I rose from the water as a goddess, and not this terrible, shameful person that this old world would see me as. And in the magic and in the presence of all of my friends and partners and loved ones, I rose from the water. I know that sounds very cheesy, but it was super, super crazy transformative. And I rose from the water as a goddess and a person who does this work from a place of love and connection and all of these lovely things that I now carry with me with my work and the things that I do and the ways that I talk and the people that I love. So we created this baptism, this ritual, this birthday ceremony for me 2 years ago, and it has made such an impact in the way that I view my work and the way that I walk through the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Seamus. Thank you, Mr. Keeper of the First Temple. And thank you, everyone, if you are out there listening, who attended this birthday tradition that we had created together. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of it. I know I have photos of it, so I'll post some over the next several hours or several days as they come up. But if you have our guide, so you want to join a sex cult, there are some photos of this ceremony in there that you'll be able to find. And I think they may be up on our website. I know I have a few on Instagram, but that'll be a good thing to repost and re-memorialize. So I'll be doing that in the future. Also, another element around birthday traditions and rituals and ceremonies that has been tickling me lately is how pagans and pagan-esque horoscopes and more non-Christian traditions view birthdays. You know, it's Taurus season, it's Gemini season. I really love how the pagans have this concept of like, well, it's your season. It is your time to celebrate you. And Christians are like, nope, you get one day. You get one day out of the year, and that's your day, and then we move on. So I think I'm going to be adopting more of the birthday season, a la horoscopes and pagans. That's probably a good time to take a break. I think when we come back, I'll do just a little tiny bit of meditation, maybe talking a bit more about birthday celebrations, and then we will call it a day at Sex Cult Radio. So I will take a short break and be right back. And welcome back. So before I leave you today, I thought it would be fun to meditate in a gold meditation, specifically around birthdays and rebirthdays and reborn days and all of that good stuff. So as you develop your sexual practice, as you develop your spiritual practice, think about the various birth traditions that are around that you like, that you resonate with, and perhaps are there any that you would like to create for yourself? Like I said, I had created my own baptism. I really resonate with the idea of creating your own baptism because I believe it brings a sense of agency to your spiritual practice, and I really love that idea as opposed to practices that say, this is the way you have to be baptized. I think for me personally, there's a sense of agency and developing my own practice and my own spiritual aura. However, as with everything, if that doesn't resonate with you, if you'd prefer to have something as sort of like a blueprint, a place to start, follow that. I don't mean to say that you have to create your own baptism. If the idea of practicing something that someone else has designed or created for you, if that speaks to you, then by all means, please do it. That is also a beautiful, wonderful, just as valid and way to practice. So please do not follow anything as dogma. But think about the various birthday traditions or baptisms or rebaptisms, reborn, rebirthday traditions that speak to you. And perhaps think about some that you may or may not want to create yourself or collaborate with others. We will be releasing some thoughts as to some Abyssian baptisms and ways to develop baptisms as sort of guidelines that you can follow. That'll be in our next book, In Service of the Sacred Horror. So those will be available shortly. Well, I shouldn't say shortly. I think they'll probably come out a little bit later this summer, this year. We've been working on a ton of stuff. But start thinking about... I'm doing Sex Cult Radio, Seamus. Seamus is... no worries. Seamus was just asking what I was saying. I'm saying lots of crazy things, but that's... I don't like shying away from these moments of real life. As you can probably hear, the fans and the AC kicking on pretty hard in the sanctuary. So I think it's important not to get caught up in perfectionism. So you may hear Seamus's voice, you may hear tripods mewling around. So there's the gold meditation. One birthday tradition that we celebrate, one practice of magic that we celebrate pretty frequently with birthdays is the birthday candle. Make a wish. It's your birthday. Make a wish. Blow out the candle. So if you think that you don't know of any birthday traditions or rebirthday traditions, think again, because we're surrounded by them constantly. I just did one this morning. Seamus had made a birthday cake for me out of Andy's mints, because I've been on a huge Andy's mints kick lately. And we made a little candle, and I made a birthday wish. And that is sex magic. That is magic in general. So it doesn't have to be super crazy, elaborate spectacle ceremony. It can be just as simple as making a wish for your birthday. So I think that's a good place to leave it off today at Sex Cult Radio. Thank you so much for joining me on my birthday episode, and thank you for the power and privilege and gift of your attention today. Be kind to sex workers, be kind to everyone. Hey friends, I know I said I was going to leave it off on that, but I wanted to give a quick rest in power memoriam to a member of our sex worker community that has passed recently, Mistress Velvet. I believe they worked in Chicago. I'd been following their work online. I didn't have the privilege of meeting them in person, but for all those who knew Mistress Velvet, it seems like they made such a massive impact on their lives. So thank you, Mistress Velvet, for your sacred work. Rest in power, and thank you for the light that you brought to this world.